Amen. How long is the pastor going to be laid up?
A month.
A month?
He will not be able to preach for a whole month.
A whole month. Boy, that's terrible. He told me that, I have to say, forget it. I'm going to keep on preaching, I guess. You know what he's going to do. Anyways, we're glad to be back with you all again. And we're seeing some good things happen in churches. And in a church in Pennsylvania this last Sunday. And the pastor had some people left, but this Sunday, the church was filled back up again. I was encouraging there. Had a revival meeting in Pennsylvania the first Sunday of October,
November.
And the pastor wanted to come from Sunday to Friday. He said, we want revival. And so, okay. And his name is Pastor Ice. And so we went and we preached. And Friday I got in the pulpit. I told him at the very beginning, I said, folks, I cannot bring revival. Revival starts with just one person. That's where it starts. One person. And so I preached on Friday from the pulpit, and I said, okay, who's got a testimony? And hadn't seen anybody saved. And assistant pastor stands up and said, Brother Quick, he said, something happened. He said, I've been wanting to go talk to these people for a while, but this morning, God got a hold of me and told me, go talk to them now. So I went, and I talked to him, had a good conversation with him, led their son to Christ. I said, praise the Lord. And so he said, something happened. Another guy stood up, he's a big guy. He said, really quick, something happened. Yes, sir. He said, I get angry sometimes. My neighbor, he said, I tore him up one side down the other day. He said, I just let him have it. But he said, something happened this morning. The guy got a hold of me. So I'm going to find my neighbor. He said, I got things right with him.
Amen.
Amen. Yes. Amen. So I said, Brother Quick, something happened. So something happened, Brother Quick. I said, see, folks, it's happening. And I like to see people saved. But revival meeting is not to see people saved, although it's wonderful when they get to do is to get saved. Revival meeting is to get the church back going again.
Right.
Back online. Back fired up again. And I like those kind of revivals, amen?
Yeah.
So, I pray, just keep praying for us. Like I said, we need another vehicle, and it got to be a Suburban or a Yukon or something like that. And so I pray God will provide that for us soon. Take your Bibles, if you will, but Colossians, if you will, chapter number 3. Colossians chapter number 3. Let's go to our prayer. Father, come before them. You got to thank you for this time, this place, the folks that are here. I pray for the pastor again. You help him to get through the pain. And I know about pain, needing back trouble, stuff like that. I know about that. So give him a little bit of grace today, I pray, Lord. And get a little comfort from the pain, I pray. And so, Father, I pray you deal with us all today. Holy Spirit, I pray, Holy Spirit, you work through me, speak through me today. I pray, Holy Spirit, some of you might be saved here today. And I don't know who they are, but you do. So please convict, I pray, and we thank what you're going to do there. So please, Holy Spirit, use me, use my mind, my mouth, and we thank what you're going to do there. Father, we love you. We thank what you've done so far. We're going to do one day. Just name, I pray. Amen. Colossians chapter number 3. Verse number 1 says this. If ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, for Christ is at the right hand of God. Set your affection on things above, not on things of the earth. If you're dead, your life is hid with Christ and God. When Christ, who is our life, I can stop right there and preach a while on that. When Christ, who is our life, is he our life today? Hello?
Amen.
When Christ, who is he our life today?
Yes.
Do we live totally for him? Not just on Sundays and Wednesdays, totally for him every day. when Christ, who is in life, shall appear, you also appear with him in glory.
Yeah.
Mortify therefore your members which are upon the earth, fornication, uncleanness, inordinate, concupiscence, covetousness, which is idolatry, which things sake the wrath of God cometh upon the children of disobedience, which also you walked some time and lived in them.
Yeah, that's true.
But now you are put off all these things, anger, wrath, malice, blasphemy, filthy communication out of your mouth. Lie not one to another, seeing you put off the old man with his deeds, put on the new man, in knowledge, after the image of him that created him. Where there's neither Greek, nor Jew, circumcision, uncircumcision, bond, or Scythian, bond or free, but Christ is all and in all. Put on therefore as the elect of God, holy beloved, bowels of mercy, kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness, long-suffering, forbearing one another, forgiving one another, who didn't have a quarrel against any, even as Christ forgave you, so do you also. And above all these things, put on charity. Paul says, above all these things, put on charity. He put on love, bond of perfectness. Let the peace of God rule in your hearts, which you also called one body, and be thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, in all wisdom, teaching, and admonishing one another, and sound the hymns, spiritual songs, grace in your hearts to the Lord. Well, I'll preach a little while upon this morning. Life beyond the cross. Now, there's a cross. I like the cross of Calvary, okay? Christ was crucified on the cross of Calvary.
Yes.
But there is a life beyond that. And people say, I just want to get saved. It's fine to get saved. But there is a life beyond salvation, amen. Beyond the cross, amen. When you come to Christ, there is a life to live, amen. Life to live. Life to live. Our concerns will change, folks. I'm concerned about some different things. Hello? Different people, amen. The Bible says, come from among me separate, saith the Lord. A different people will be wanting to be around. I like the people I hang around now, amen. I have a new people to hang around, amen. God's people, amen.
That's right.
They're not perfect, not yet, but we're headed towards that day, amen.
Amen.
Paul says in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, we shall be changed, he said.
Right.
Moment and twinkling of an eye, we shall be changed. I can't wait for that day. We're all going to be changed, amen.
Mm-hmm.
In what God wants us to be, amen. Hello? No more business meetings at the church house. Hello?
Yeah.
God is authority there.
We'll be gone.
I think we're going to be gone. That trumpet blows. And when you going to retire, Brother Quick? Well, I'm 70 years old. Been in ministry for 44 years. Been married for 52 years. Amen. Almost 53 years. Amen. And I'm just getting started.
Amen.
Hello? Yeah. I'm just getting started. There's so much for us all to be doing. Not just as a preacher, so much for all to be doing, amen. Time is running out.
That's right.
Yep.
You're going to be concerned about some different, concerned about different people. Hello?
Amen.
Different place.
Yeah.
Bible says, in my house many mansions. John chapter 14. I've been by some mansions. Driving across the country. Beautiful buildings they are, amen. But my mansion, I got saved at the age of 5. My mansion's been being prepared since 1960.
Amen.
Hello? Can you imagine what my mansion looks like today? It's beautiful. Hello?
Yeah.
Beautiful. It's perfect in every way, amen. It's a different place. We have a place being prepared for us. Prepared, he said, go to prepare a place for you.
Yeah. Amen.
When you come here, I have a place for you to. For eternity. Hello? Think about that. A place. Have a different purpose. I'm concerned about a different purpose, folks. I have a purpose in life today. When I got born again, at the age of 5, I got changed, folks.
Yeah. Yep.
Into the age of 5, I got changed. I was the first one to get ready for church from there on. Amen. First one to go to church. Why? I want to be around God's people. Amen. I want to be hear God's word being preached. I want to be there. Purpose. What's our purpose? Our purpose is to live as long as God wants to live, to see people saved. Amen.
Amen.
Some way, somehow, however. Saved. That's our purpose. Not just here to to work on retirement. My retirement day's coming. Hello? Who's that going to be, Brother Clay? When that trumpet blows, I'm going to retire. Hello? As long as I got breath in my lungs. Hello? If I can drive, fine. If I can't, my wife can drive us. Amen? Get us to the meetings. Amen? As long as I got breath in my lungs, I'm going to keep on preaching God's word, keep on being a witness for him. Amen? As long as I've got ability to do that, I'm going to keep on doing it.
Amen.
Now, that's the purpose. Paul says, concerned about some different things. Verse number 1 says, if they have been risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, for Christ doesn't care. Set your affection on things above, not on things of the earth. It's nice to have a nice house, amen?
Yeah.
Nice to have a piece of property, amen?
Yeah.
Nice to have a nice car, amen? And a garage, amen? There's better things in life, amen, than that, amen?
Yeah.
Set your affection on things above, amen?
Right.
Things above, where Christ is sitting, waiting for us to come. I'll tell you what, folks, we're concerned about some different things, folks. I'm concerned. We're going to be a doer of the word, not just a hearer, amen.
Yeah.
People sit in church time and time again, they hear the word of God, praise to, and then walk out unchanged.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
Go back to the old life. Go back to what they're going to do. I just got to put my time in at the church house and be done with it. That's not right, amen. You need to come to the church house expecting something. Come to church to participate, amen. Our concerns are going to be changed. So we're concerned about certain different things. Secondly, our conduct's going to change. You know? Conduct's going to change. Romans chapter 6. Romans chapter 6. Romans chapter 6. Bible says in verse number 4, therefore we buried with him by baptism into death, as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life.
Yeah.
If we got saved, we're going to be different, amen? We're going to look different. The old man's got to die at the cross, amen?
Yes.
The old habits have got to die. I remember seeing people leave things at the altar, amen. It might be a pack of cigarettes, whatever it might be, they left it at the altar. Why? Because it was there that they got victory with God, left it at the altar, amen.
Right.
Even some tears being shed.
Yeah.
That revival meeting we had, Riggles Gap Bible Church, Altoona, Pennsylvania, there was a young man that came, he hit the altar crying, folks.
Yeah.
I knelt down and said, you need me to say, Pastor, take over. Pastor dealt with him a long time at the altar, crying his eyes out, folks.
Yep.
I'll tell you what. Our conduct, we're going to be different, amen? We're going to walk as Christ walked, amen?
Yes,
walk as Christ walked.
Yeah.
Romans. Chapter 12. Romans 12. Romans chapter number 12. Bible says in verse number 1, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, present your bodies a living sacrifice, wholly acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. Paul says, this is reasonable, he said, to offer your body a living sacrifice.
That's right.
Living sacrifice. Paul did that, amen? A living sacrifice.
Yes, he did.
In jail 1 minute, out the next. The Bible says, Paul and Silas, they were in jail, they were locked down, chained them, but they sang songs to God.
Yes, sir.
The Bible says the prisoners heard them. I wonder how many prisoners got saved that day.
Yeah. Good.
I wonder. Tell you what, folks. Verse number 2 says, this, be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Be proved what is good, acceptable, and perfect will of God. You see, there's got to be a change. When you come to Christ and get saved, there's going to be a change that takes place, or you didn't get saved, folks. You didn't get saved. I'll tell you what, folks, we're going to be changed people. Amen? First Peter, chapter 1. First Peter, chapter 1. Bible says in verse number 13, he says, "For gird up your loins and your mind, be sober and hope to the end for the grace of God, for the grace of God that has brought you on the revelation of Jesus Christ." He says, gird up your loins. You change person, amen. First Peter. Chapter 1 again. Verse number 6 says, "When you greatly rejoice, when not for a season, if need be, having us through the manifold temptations, trial of your faith being much more precious than of gold, that perishes, though it be tried with fire, may be found in the praise and honor and glory of God to appear in Christ, whom I have not seen, you love." I've never seen him, folks, but I've seen him work. Hello?
Amen.
You're saying you love. You haven't seen him now. Yet believing, you rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory. We're going to be changed, folks. Changed into what God wants us to be. Amen? Galatians chapter number 2. Galatians 2. Paul is writing here. He says this. Verse number 20. "I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. Yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. The life in which I now live, I live in the flesh. I live by the faith of God, the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me." Paul says, "Hey, I'm crucified with Christ. I'm saved. Yes, I am." He said, "But yeah, I'm still alive.
Right.
So I've got this life to live down here." I'll tell you what. I've got to live this down here. But Brother Quick, how am I going to make it every day, all day long? How can I do this? I'm glad you asked that question. Hebrews, if you will, chapter number 12. Hebrews 12. Verse number 1 says this. "Wherefore, seeing we are compassed with a great cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight, the sin which does beset us. Let's run with patience the race that's set before us. Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of faith, who for the joy that's set before him, endured the cross, despite the sin, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God." See me, folks, a lot of people, they get saved, but they forget about one thing. They take their eyes off of God.
Yeah, they do.
My dad and I had a farm, 125-acre farm. He taught me about farming. Taught me about plowing, disking, dragging, stuff like that. He said, "Now tell me," he said, "you drop that five-bottom plow down, you pick out a tree across that field, and you keep your eye on that tree, and you plow a straight furrow. It's fine, wonderful." Mm-hmm. I don't know about that stuff. One day, and you got to disc it to bring it down. You got to drag it in just a certain way. Then when they plant the seed, they drop an arm down to mark that next row of seeds going down. One day I was out there, kind of feeling my oats, I don't know. I thought I had it licked, man. I got back to the house. My dad, he's an old Marine. I said, he said, "Tim!" I knew something was wrong. "Yes, Dad. You messed it up." "What?" "You didn't drag it right. Got to re-drag it." The same thing will happen to us, folks, when we take our eyes off of him. We're going to walk straight and talk straight and live straight. Take your eyes, put them on fast, right on. Doesn't matter what you're going through, never take your eyes off of him. I've been through 17 back surgeries. 17 years in a wheelchair. But I never took my eyes off of him.
That's right.
Then one day, the right doctor, right time, is going to make me walk again. Back surgery number 15. Now I spill for 2 months. I passed out. The physical therapy got to come, they got to do the job. I said, "I'm going to pass out. We've got to do it, Mr. Quick." Set me up. I'd pass out. One time I coded. Doctor came in like crazy. Put them pads on me. I woke up and the nurse beat me and said, what's going on? You were gone. I said, ma'am, I'm in bed. You're in bed. Yeah, I can't be gone. You're gone, Mr. Quick. Gone, gone. No heartbeat, no breath. You're gone. God wasn't done with me yet. I'm still here. One day I'm going to be gone, amen. A couple of blows are out of here. All that problems. Back 715, though, got my legs back. I could have kissed the doctor, but instead I shook his hand, gave him a gospel tract, amen. Could have walked home. After 17 years in a wheelchair, I could have walked home, folks. I got my legs back. Think about that. The joy that was. Man, I'm on my way back on the road again. But after 17 years, who are you? I mean, who are you? They forgot about me.
Yeah.
But we're going good now. But that's it. Never take your eyes off it. No matter what you're going through, keep your eyes on him.
That's right.
He said, I got you by the hand. I'll lead you right through whatever. I'll lead you through it. I'll tell you what, folks. Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. Hello?
Right.
Author and finisher of our faith. Amen.
Right.
Why do we take our eyes off of him? I do not know. I'll tell you what, folks. Change will come. Change will come. Galatians, if you will, chapter 6. Change will come. Change will come. Galatians 6, verse number 14. But God forbid that I should glory, save in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom the world is crucified unto me, and I unto the world. For in Christ Jesus neither circumcision availeth anything, nor uncircumcision, but a new creature. Paul says, hey, I'm not taking my eyes off him that one time. I'm not going to glory in me. I'm not going to glory in what I've done. It's only what he is doing.
Yes.
What he is doing. I'll tell you what, folks. You need to be careful. You need to be careful. You need to be careful. Ezekiel, chapter number 36. Ezekiel. 36. Look at verse number 25. And then will I sprinkle clean water upon you, and ye shall be clean from all your filthiness, from all your idols will I cleanse you. A new heart also will I give you.
Yeah.
A new spirit will I put within you.
Yeah.
I'll take away the stony heart out of your flesh, and will give you a heart of flesh. I will put my spirit within you and cause you to walk in my statutes, and ye shall keep my judgments and do them. You got a message I preach on it. What's wrong with living right?
Yeah. Amen.
Look what he's done for us.
Yeah.
I've cleansed you. You've been cleansed. Why can't you live for me now, he says. Life beyond the cross. Why is it when people get saved, oh, they might take off, heading good and strong for a few days, but then all of a sudden they fall by the wayside. By the wayside. I'll tell you what. We need to be careful. So our concerns will change. Our conduct's going to change. Thirdly, and I'll be done, our character will change. When you get born again, there were some distinguishing marks put upon you. People are going to know you're different.
That's right.
You're different. How, brother? By the way you talk.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
You don't use your world slang no more.
That's right.
By the way you dress.
Mm-hmm.
Come on. You don't dress the worldly way no more. You go to church. On Sunday, you go to church. Where are you going? I'm going to church. You're going to be changed, folks.
That's right.
God expects a change. The blood has been applied. We don't want to waste that blood, folks. It's been applied, folks, to our lives.
Amen.
He wants to see change in our lives. Different way of acting, different way of talking, different way of doing the things, maybe different way you work or something like that. I like a lot of carpet. And I always left a gospel track underneath the carpet I laid. You know? I may not go back there, but the next carpet star, he's going to find that gospel track. I hope they read it, amen?
Yeah, amen.
Come on. We're going to be different people, folks. Not caught up in the world. Worldly way. The world is going to come to an end when Democrats.
Yeah.
The world's going to come to an end. Not with climate change, amen. Well, I guess what climate. God's going to burn this place up, folks. Totally burn it up when he's done with it. You got problems with people today. They can't do right anymore. They don't want to do right anymore. Our conduct is going to change. You're going to want to knock on doors. Hello? You're going to want to tell people about Christ. Amen.
Right.
Why? Because your old things are passed away. Behold, all things become new.
Right.
New. New. God will make a difference. Hello? He'll make a difference in our lives. Ephesians chapter 2. He'll make a difference. Verse number 15 says this, having abolished in his flesh the enmity, even the law of commandments contained in ordinance, for making himself of twain one new man, so making peace. Verse number 10, chapter 2. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. I hear people say, he's still working on me. You know?
Amen.
Well, God's still working. After all these years in the ministry, he's still working on me. I'm not perfect by a long way. He's still working on me. Every day, the Holy Spirit comes to me and says, what are you doing over here? You know?
Yeah.
Listen to the Holy Spirit. He's there to guide us.
That's right.
He's there to teach us. He's there to convict us. Don't get mad at the preacher. If he's preaching something, don't get mad at him. Get mad at yourself.
Right.
The Holy Spirit is sitting in your lap, folks. He's the one telling you, you're wrong.
Yep.
You're wrong. I walked away from God for a while. Public schools. You know, I didn't go all the way through school, but I got tired of being called PK, so I fell into the wrong crowd. Wanted to be one of the guys, you know. I became a prodigal son. Listen to me, folks. My daddy on earth prayed for me. Like the prodigal son, the Bible says, there were two boys running a farm there, but one, the youngest one says, I'm all done working, Dad. I want my money now. The Bible says he divided unto both of them their living. The youngest one took off. He had money. His hand, he would make a life for himself. Man ran out, and there he found himself, feeding the swine. Then he comes to himself and says, boy, how many servants of my father's have got bread enough and to spare, and I am hungry?
Yeah.
I am wrong. The Bible tells me the father stood there watching down the street, down the road. Here you come. My Heavenly Father, the same thing for me. Yeah, I live my own life. My little daughter, she's 4 years old. Got in a car, back when we had a rear wheel drive. In the back seat, she jumped up and where the drive shaft goes up. She says, Daddy? Yeah, girl, we're going to go to church. Soon, girl, soon. Grace Bible's down around the corner from us. So we started going. You see, God used that little girl of mine to get me to go to church. Grace Baptist Church put on a revival meeting. Young man, I forget the family, they sang, and he was a preacher. And one night, me and my oldest boy went to church. My wife stayed home with six children. That night, that man had a message. I hit you all over here. Most of them hit you all over. Most of them got saved over there. I got right with God over here. You know, think about that evangelist. I met a couple of years later. I said, "Brother, man, that was quite a meeting at Grace Baptist Church." He said, "Let me tell you something about that, brother." "What?" He said, "At Grace Baptist Church, I wasn't even saved yet. God will use whatever he's got to use to get a hold of you."
Yeah.
My daughter, that evangelist, that lost evangelist, I got right with God. Man, I wasn't even saved. Hello? I tell you what, folks. Our conduct's going to change. We're going to be different. 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 And he's still working on us. What's the change going to come? Go back to Colossians chapter 3, if you will. Verse number 12 says this. "Put on, therefore, as the elect of God, holy beloved, bowels of mercy, kindness, humbleness," means long-suffering, "forbearing one another, forgiving one another. If any man have a quarrel against any, even as Christ forgave you, so do you also." Had a revival meeting in Beaver Dam, Kentucky. Good meeting. I got in the pulpit that night on Friday. Put my Bible on the pulpit, didn't even open my Bible. I heard he got a testimony. Lay in the front row. Stands up, starts crying. She said, "Brother Quick," she said, "me and the lady in the back row back there, we've been fighting for a long time. She said, I want it stopped right now. I just want it ended right now." They both met in the center aisle,
yeah,
hugging each other,
yeah,
forgiving one another.
Yeah.
It broke out that night. Yeah. Testimony here. Testimony. Every that night, I never got a chance to preach. Last night of the meeting, I never got a chance to preach, folks. God showed up.
Yeah.
My wife takes notes. Message that on that page, it just said, that date, God showed up.
Mm-hmm.
Pastor in the front row. Anybody else got, he said, "Brother Quick, I've been praying, you just shut up and go to preaching." Oh, man. What, brother? The motorhome's all packed. We're leaving after services tonight, not telling anybody anything. We're out of here. A church. I knew about that. Boy, they thronged on him, loved on him. He stayed. Listen to me, folks. Paul says, forbearing, forgiving one another. That forgiveness is a big word, but it made a powerful one. I've seen forgiveness take place like you wouldn't believe. When forgiveness comes in, watch out. Mercy of God is right there, amen. Right there. Right there. Life behind the cross. What about you today? Where are you living at? What's your life look like at home? What's your life look at? What's going to be Saturday? What's your life going to look at tonight? Hello? Life beyond the cross. Stand with me, please. Heads bowed, eyes closed. I wonder. Might be somebody here say, "Preacher, pray for me. I'm not sure if I'm saved. I'm not sure. Will you please pray for me? Here's my hand. I'm not quite sure if I'm saved or not, Brother Quick. Please pray for me. You could be a church member. Please pray for me, Brother Quick. I just need your prayers. Please pray for me. I'm not sure about salvation. If I die right now, I don't know where I'd go. Please pray for me." All right, Christians, what about you? Life beyond the cross. I see the hands coming up already. And God spoke to you about anything? You concerned about the right things? I just kind of, how are you looking in the eyes of God right now? How are you looking at when he looks at you? You pray for me really quick. Here's my God spoke to my heart about something. Yes, please, just anybody. I see the hands. Yes, yes, yes. My wife's going to sing a song. When she does, please come to this altar here. Take care of that.
Lord Jesus, I long to be perfectly whole. I want thee forever to live in my soul. Break down every idol, cast out every foe. Now wash me and I shall be whiter than snow. Whiter than snow, yes, whiter than snow. Now wash me and I shall be whiter than snow. Lord Jesus, look down from thy throne in the skies and help me to make a complete sacrifice. I give up my
soul right now. Come on.
And whatever I know, now wash me and I shall be whiter than snow. Whiter than snow, yes, whiter than snow. Now wash me and I shall be whiter than snow.
Whiter than snow. You can do it. You can do it right now.
Lord Jesus, for this I most humbly entreat. I wait, blessed Lord, at thy crucified feet. By faith for my cleansing, I see thy blood flow. Now wash me and I shall be whiter than snow. Whiter than snow, yes, whiter than snow. Now wash me and I shall be whiter than snow.
Father, we're thanking what you did today. Lord, your folks came to the altar. May you bless them now. Go home. Something you've done with before. We'd like to come to bless now. So go downstairs now and have some meal and stuff like that. May you bless the food. Bless it. Give strength and nourishment. Amen. You're welcome to stay for supper, for lunch today if you want to stay.